Every stone in the Kaibar has been baptized to blood, said the Brit famously. Soldiers in our watchtowers hear spirits cursing and rushing by. Pakistani smugglers whispering tales of orbs like the wraiths of ringed girls. With albino pink eyes and Caucasoid skin, blood-slaked tongues. I demurred to wear the burqa and so I had to feign sleep in the back seat. Jubilant Pashtuns mind, roll down your window. At a mud brick compound like a Saturday matinee of Gungadin, a fistful of 20s slipped our chains. A highway of depression sown with shrapnel. Osama bin Laden somewhere nearby. Found my guide, my teacher, in a wooden chair in an empty room in Kabul. Watching the windowsill weep icicles, a woolen shawl securing his buttonless duffel coat, ink black beard 2 hands long. No friend of the Taliban, he assured me. So I asked, will you lead me north? He smiled. Past midnight, unscrewing the hissing radiator cap, pissing into a Pepsi can, piddling, praying for far more substantial streams. The rumor of Delaquest glaciers out there beyond a moonless minefield. My mag-lighted, torch-lit procession of monks stepping lightly in the catacombs. Even Macedon skulls underfoot. When my guide, my teacher, shouts, the cliff's edge, the river giggling like children scatter. Every innkeeper was asleep, so the watchman with his lamp banged on metal doors for us. When we woke in the bedchamber of our car, bullhorns girding minarets, muezzins droning, shaking mulberries from the dawn rise. The dead were sleeping while the snow pigeons bounce. My guide, my teacher, ignores my calls now. I hope he's still no friend of the Taliban, but this war has gone on so long, I suspect he's no longer a friend of mine.